What's up?
Hey, man.
What's going on? I was trying to beat you to it.
I know. I noticed you were doing that. Have you ever heard of...
Bro, we're only like 4 seconds into this. You can't be mad already.
I'm mad because you got coffee. You didn't get me any.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Lake Lanier?
Oh, yes.
Have you really?
Yeah, actually. It's in Atlanta, right? Lake Lanier.
It's near Atlanta.
Well, it's actually in Forsyth County.
Yeah.
That's like 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. Yes, I have heard of Lake Lanier.
Why'd you act excited?
Just because I heard the ghost stories and stuff from it.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Sort of. Lake Lanier is a public pool that some people call a lake.
It's just big enough. It's actually, isn't it the largest man-made lake in the country?
No, because Lake of the Ozarks is way bigger.
Are you trying to get a picture of me? Are you trying to get a picture of me? $20.
Nobody wants to sunbathe on a freeway.
Just a little bit outside of Atlanta.
I'm hitting the point where I'm ready to start haunting some people.
First of all, Galaxy Ghost sounds like the type of person who would wear your shirt. He's like a Twitch streamer.
Things I learned last night.
Yeah, so Lake of the Ozarks is 93 square miles. Lake Lanier is 59. So it's a little smaller than Lake of the Ozarks.
How big is Table Rock?
Let me look that up. That's so annoying.
I'm going to do it every time you type.
Let's see here.
I'm trying to annoy you out of this friendship.
It's getting close.
I know. Today feels like you're on edge today.
What?
There's just a few times where I'm like doing little bits and I'm like, but it's hard because it's either hit or miss with you. Like it either hits real hard.
Yeah.
Like a funny bit I'll do, or I'll do it and you look at me like I am the dumbest person you've ever seen in your entire life with zero in between, you know?
Here's the reason for that. At least on this show, there's a lot of times where you'll set up a bit or you'll try to say something and I'll be looking up like my next segment, like, and I'll be like, kind of focused in on it. So I'm not paying attention to you is what happens.
Right.
So if I look at you,
you
blank
really
face,
trying to frame that on my fault. You were no, it's because you're trying to do something.
No, I was not. I was not trying to frame it on you. I was
really
trying to say it's because I
wasn't
paying
attention. You talk.
It's not that I didn't think you're funny. It's that I didn't think you were worth paying attention to.
That's better.
So I'm confused.
Okay. How big is Table Rock?
Table Rock, according to
the internet,
is 174 square kilometers. It doesn't on Wikipedia say the square miles, which is kind of annoying.
Well, do the math then.
And so I did the math, and it says it's supposed to be 108 square miles, which would make it bigger than Lake of the Ozarks, which I think is not right.
No, Table Rock's bigger.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How is that Table Rock was smaller than Lake of the Ozarks?
Based on what? Just based on I thought.
No,
and then
based
you were
on
like,
it
wow,
was,
I'm really surprised.
Based on it was in Branson, so it has
to be
smaller.
Table Rock's bigger. I mean, they're about the same size. They're pretty close.
I mean, I guess. That blows me away. I always thought Lake of the Ozarks was bigger than Table Rock. That kind of annoys me. I don't like that.
See what I mean? Right there. That's where you are today. Is you just got annoyed by the size of lakes, you know?
Yeah, because I don't want.
And that's
lake,
where I'm
Table
like,
Rock
I don't,
lake.
I don't, I'm not, I don't feel. Here's the thing, and maybe we can go home. I don't feel comfortable doing an episode with you because you're just so on edge today. You're just anxious.
Oh my gosh.
You're just like, man, I hate that.
That is annoying.
You got a weird attitude.
That
you're
annoying.
Annoyed
is that
easily.
Not annoying?
Yeah, interesting. What's going on in your personal life, Tim? What's
is
going
it,
on with you?
Is why it are not you so, annoying to why you that so Table Rock? Annoyed? Is it not annoying to you that Table Rock is bigger than Lake of the Ozarks?
You know, I find myself getting pretty angry in traffic sometimes, and really when I look at it, it's because I've got an underlying thing. Like the times when I'm getting more angry, I'm like, man, there's just something going on in my soul, you know?
So Lake Lanier is this lake just a little bit outside of Atlanta.
Just a little bit outside of Atlanta.
This lake, here's the thing. It's one of those lakes where it wasn't there a while ago and we just kind of put it there.
Yeah.
Which is why I call it a pool. I'm going to start calling all those lakes
dump trucks of water
big pools.
And just
That's exactly right. They just said, let's just put a bunch of water in this valley until it's a lake. And now it's a lake. Here's the thing about
it. Took a long time running a garden hose, but they really got it.
Some guy left his hose on for 6 years, and now it's Lake Lanier.
And now they were like, well, I mean, the damage is done.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's a lake now.
I know that it's pretty sketchy.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting about this lake. Let's take it from the top of the storyline. In 1956, the United States state of Georgia...
I'm going to let you pass on that one. I'm not even... We're too far into this to keep doing bits. I need information.
That's what Wikipedia... That's how they wrote it.
The United States.
U.S. state of Georgia.
Okay.
The U.S. state of Georgia.
That makes a little more sense.
That it was... Anyways.
That makes sense, because what if you're reading this from the country of Georgia and you're like, where's this place at?
I've never heard of Lake Lanier or Atlanta. They built a dam called Buford Dam.
Buford Dam.
The Keep Buford going. Dam on the Chattahoochee River, which is also fed by the Chastity River.
Are you serious right now?
No, I think it's just. Bro, I think it's just.
Pick a time. Read before you get to a microphone. Read through. Google pronunciation before we sit down to do a professional podcast. We have people who listen to this now. This is some 4 years ago behavior. You know, when we started this podcast, you know, it was whoever I was dating at the time listening. And now we've got people who trust their lives with us, Tim.
I don't know.
There's people who are like, man, if I'm ever in the cash cab, I'm going to need to know this. And all they're going to remember someone's going to bring up Lake Lanier and they're like, oh my God, there was a Tiller episode about this. Let's see. It's connected to the river.
Yeah, I hope that happens, actually. So they,
if you end up on the cash cab, please call us as your helpline.
Yeah, please.
Oh, jeez. I wasn't that aggressive about it, but Tim seriously needs it, apparently.
So here's the deal. So they built this dam to control
it's
the flow
from the rivers
of, yeah, the Chattahoochee River.
So if they dam it off,
the Chesapeake River,
explain how lakes are made to people.
So they just put a lot of water in this one spot. And now it's a lake.
They just channel the river there, or do they dam it off so that
they dammed off one end so that way it flooded, and now it is a lake. And the purpose of this was a couple things. One, to control the flow of that river.
Yeah.
Two, to get energy from the dam. Three, to provide drinking water to the rapidly growing city of Atlanta, which is nearby. And this was in the 50s. It was done by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which, as you would expect, they didn't really care about the, you know, people that they harmed by doing this. So they just kind of bought up a bunch of land and then forced a bunch of people to move out and just flooded this region. So there's like farmers and towns that just got flooded. So, I mean, similar to like the Ozarks. They just flooded it, and with no regard of you know, the property that
did they eminent domain them, or did they buy it from them?
It began as purchasing, but I mean, they were purchasing this property. It's in the 50s. They were purchasing this property. I mean, it's farmland that they're buying for like $45,000. So it's, I mean, they're not giving them what it's worth.
Right.
And so most of these people ended up having to move out, not just out of that area, but out of the entire region to find somewhere cheaper to live, because their business or their livelihood was destroyed and their home was taken away from them and they weren't given enough money to live off of. So they had to go find somewhere else. So really pretty awful situation there. And they flooded it. They filled it up with water. And
I feel like you skipped over an important detail.
Huh.
The people who moved out, were they predominantly any kind of group of people?
It was relatively mixed at this point in time.
Okay.
It was relatively multicultural at this point. So flooded this out, made it a lake, and the whole purpose of the lake was, like I said, energy and water. Really. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be this like, it wasn't meant boating. To be a Table Rock or a Lake of the Ozarks. That wasn't the idea.
But it wasn't meant to be Bible studies that, you know, channeled meth across the region.
Yeah, that wasn't the idea.
Do they film Ozark on Lake Lanier? I think they do.
I don't know. I thought Ozark? I mean, maybe.
The
TV show.
The Netflix series?
Yeah. I don't know.
They don't film it in Missouri. They film it
I
in
know
Atlanta.
They don't film it in Missouri. They do in Atlanta? I didn't know that. I thought it was in L.A.
No. The lakes look different in L.A.
Yeah, they're salty.
Yeah, the sea monsters in Los Angeles are like... It's honestly rapidly in the last few years, the lake monsters. And like, you know how like there's the Loch Ness Monster and it's like this mm-hmm. big, you know, gigantic dinosaur looking thing? The ones in L.A. are like influencers. And it's pretty like annoying, you know, how we can't find a Loch Ness Monster. The lake monsters in Los Angeles, like you can't not find them. It's...
Yeah. You walk in the area, you pull out a phone and they're posing.
They're like, are you trying to get a picture of me? Are you trying to get a picture of me? $20. $20 picture of me. And it's like, I think you're the knockoff. I don't even think you're the real celebrity.
$20.
Yeah. There's like pretend lake monsters walking down Hollywood Boulevard. Anyway.
Yep. Exactly. So
we should do that, by the way. We should walk down Hollywood Boulevard dressed as like not, because you know how Hollywood Boulevard, they got like the Spider-Man, like bad Spider-Man costume too. Yeah. Like not a good one.
Yeah.
We should just dress as something that no one, we make it up.
Yeah.
And just see how many people are like, yeah, that's from that
make
thing.
Make up a movie. Be like, yeah, I'm in that movie.
I'm in Jaren and Tim 1.
So before they flooded this,
they moved all the people out.
They sent construction crews in and they cut down a bunch of trees. They left tall tree stumps, but they kind of cut it down like halfway. They're like, we'll cut it halfway. The water will be deeper than that.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And so they cut down some trees. They leveled some houses and some buildings. Here's the really spooky thing they did though. They relocated all the graves. So there was a bunch of graveyards from all the towns in the area.
Oh, and I didn't even think about that.
So they just dug up the corpses and moved them into a new graveyard, which if you think about, it's really freaking spooky.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's pretty dark. I'm while I was reading this, I was curious if they did that for Lake of the Ozarks. Cause I know Lake of the Ozarks was the same situation. And I'm sure there's graveyards in there, right?
Yeah. Do you think they missed some?
Oh, well, the Army Corps of Engineers actually came out and was like, surely we missed some. Because they said that this has been an inhabited region since antiquity. Because when and we'll get to this in a second, but when America was colonized, there was a large Cherokee population that lived out here.
Yes.
And so they were like, almost guaranteed graves at the bottom of this that we didn't know about. Like... unmarked grave sort of situation.
Right. Right.
They said they tried to move everything that was in a known graveyard. They tried to move all those corpses. But yeah. So anyways, that's still really, I mean, that's just weird. That's weird to relocate that. Anyways, so they did that. They moved all the graves out, flooded the water. And then it became like this popular tourist destination for the region.
Are there roads underneath there then?
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a highway that ran along the shoreline that had to get dug up.
But they dug up the road.
Well, they dug up that one because it was along the shoreline. But I'm sure the other ones that went just... I'm sure they just let the other ones get flooded. They dug up that one because it was right along the shore. And they're like, that would kind of make the shore look weird, you know? So nobody wants to sunbathe on a...
on a pavement?
On the freeway. But that wasn't their intention. And so a bunch of local Atlanteans...
Freeway Bay.
That's actually kind of cool. But a bunch of local Atlanteans.
It's kind of cool that, you know, people had to get out of there and stuff. It's cool. We should flood more regions.
Freeway Bay sounds cool though. Okay. So all the Atlanteans were like, hey, we have a lake now.
Freeway Bay sounds like a car wash, but go ahead.
And so they all started like buying up lakefront property.
Yeah.
And building all this stuff there. And people started going out there for vacations and to do boating and all that stuff. Here's the problem. Since it was completed in 1956, I think is when it was finished. 1956, over 600 people have died in this lake.
Oh my gosh.
And many, many more have been injured.
How many people have died at Table Rock?
I don't know.
Just for context in the same time span, you know? Because if it's also 600, this is less shocking. But...
What are you going to type on my... Yeah.
You just got so annoyed last time. I didn't know if I wanted to do the bit or not.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you were going to, and then you just didn't.
So you're annoyed that I did... Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're annoyed if I do it. Now you're annoyed if I don't do it.
Yeah.
What is the right answer for you, Tim?
There is no right answer.
I just think that maybe we just need a break from each other. You know? I mean, think about it. For the last three episodes in a row, you've worn this shirt.
It's a cool shirt.
I actually own 7 of them. On average, how many people die a year?
So I'm not looking at Table Rock because Table Rock's only giving me news on the duck boat accident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's the second time today I've been in a conversation about the duck boat accident, by the way.
Was that the Bader-Meinhof phenomena?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Where it's like once you start thinking about something, you see it everywhere or hear it everywhere.
Well, I don't know if that pertains to conversations.
I don't know.
Because you're the second person to bring it up today. I think that's different than just being like, oh, yeah, I think about a yellow Jeep and then you see yellow Jeeps everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's different than someone being like the duck boating accident.
Yeah.
All right. This is the time he's not listening. So maybe we can cut to me and I can just give you a quick second about merchandise on our podcast while he's doing whatever he's doing.
You
can see, if you're watching the video, you can see the screen. You know, it's literally nothing. It's just, he's not looking at anything. We have merchandise. We have stickers, hoodies, shirts, all that stuff. It is available on our store. If you text Tillin to 66866, we're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to help pay for our show. So thanks for supporting it. And we're going to wear our dumb designs out in the wild. So anyway, text Tillin to 66866.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's what I got for you.
Okay.
In the state of Missouri, this is the best I could find. In the state of Missouri, there were 34 persons killed in 2011. That's the best stat I could find for the whole state. And Missouri's got a lot of lakes.
Yeah.
And so...
So over 50 years.
Over 50 years, that will come up to a few thousand. But that's in every body of water in the state. Lake Lanier is in a single lake.
600 deaths.
600 deaths over, 60 years. So it's like about 10 a year. So, I mean, pretty sizable amounts and a lot more injuries. The reason for it
is
ghosts.
Most likely. The reason for it that's interesting is this lake was flooded. And there is supposedly just a ton of debris.
And it wasn't
flooded to be a place where boating would happen. So they cut down trees, but they just kind of cut the tops of the trees so that way they wouldn't stick out of the water. So there's points in the water where the trees are coming up to the surface, but you can't see them. So if you're boating, you're running into these trees in the forest.
You're diving in.
Yeah, or diving in and getting caught in a literal pine tree. Or diving into the spike of a pine tree. And so there's sketchy areas where the state has actually blocked off entire swaths of this lake to say, hey, it's illegal to like enter the lake here, because they know that it's extra dangerous or debris-y in that area.
Because of
the way that they flooded this. They didn't flood it well.
Debris-y.
You, me, and debris-y. and there's even buildings and stuff that like the boats are hitting buildings. And then there's the topography of it. There's like random hills and stuff. So it's not a safe area to boat through. And even swimming, there's just so much debris floating around from the houses that were flooded. Like they just left all this crap there.
They left full houses down there.
Yeah. And so the floodwaters decayed them. And now that stuff's just floating around the lake. And the creepy part of it.
Have divers gone down and like looked at stuff?
Yeah. And so the divers, that's an interesting point, is the divers will talk about it. And they make some pretty weird claims of the things that they've seen under the water.
Okay.
What's strange is most of the people who die in this lake end up never being found, because they drown and they just kind of disappear in the water. And
what?
They end up not finding them. And so divers claim, a few divers have claimed, that when they dive in that lake, they find body parts pretty regularly just floating around a lake. And remember, this is the lake where Atlanta's drinking water is supposed to come from. So that's a little weird. So I don't know if that's true.
You're just swimming around and there's just a foot.
Boom, arm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's claimed. I don't know if it's true, but that's what's claimed, that body parts are just floating around in this lake. And, so it's sketchy. And so a lot of people in that area are like, yeah, I wouldn't swim in that lake. It's pretty sketchy.
Right,
people
right,
die
right.
there. It's dangerous. But then a lot of people go year after year and people just die or
a lot of people go every year and they just die.
Or they come disappear. Close to it. Yeah, they come close to it. Like there are people who have drowned in the lake and like been saved and resuscitated and stuff like that.
And they say they were pulled under.
Yeah, there's people who will claim that they were pulled under the water. And so that's where we can dive into kind of the ghostiness of this. There's a lot of people.
I love the words we're using today. Ghostiness and debris-y.
And Chestatity River.
Chestatity River.
So there's claims that this place is haunted, because there's just a lot of people who die there. And obviously it's got a dark history, which, let's dive into the dark history. Let's get into this too.
Where do you want to go first, Tim? You want to go to the ghostiness or the dark history?
Well, you have to lay out the history to get to the ghosts, right? Mm. Like you can't have ghosts for no reason. There has to be a history there.
Here's the thing about ghosts.
Yeah. Tell
Where
me
are
it.
The young ones?
What
Why
do you
are
mean?
Ghosts always like, I'm from the 1800s, you know? Where are like the, you know, ghosts from the 90s?
Hey, they haven't been dead long enough. See, here's the
How
thing.
How long are you going to be dead to be a ghost?
I don't think you have to be dead super long to be a ghost, but I think there's almost a baking period for hauntings.
A haunting baking period.
Because if you die in the 90s.
You think they got to go through a management training service?
No,
haunting. After you watch this PowerPoint presentation, we'll have a message from our haunting CEO.
Here's my point. It's not that. I mean, it could be, but it's not. Here's my point is instead of there being a training, what it is they are experiencing the life of the ghostiness, and the ghostiness for a while. They're excited about it. They're like, man, I can walk through walls. I can go all over the place. Nobody can see me. I can like pick stuff up.
Okay.
And then there comes a point
where you're saying that they have a little bit of like a, fed up. They're like, oh, I'm annoyed.
Yeah. And so right now for us, well, it's those like so
they go through the stages. They
yeah,
go through the like stages. This excitement. This is new.
Yeah.
And then they go through, you know, I've done that before. They depress. Mm-hmm. And then they just get agitated.
Yeah. They get really annoyed with humans. They just get real annoyed.
Got it. And you think it takes a while for that to happen?
I think it takes, yeah, about 100
years. Is that where you're at? Where are you at on this? Because you seem pretty annoyed today.
I'm hitting the agitation of the ghostiness. I'm hitting the point where I'm ready to start haunting some people. I want to make your life a living
hell. Do you show up one day and you go, hi, I'd like to haunt today?
It's haunt day.
Yeah. Oh, we're going on a haunting trip this weekend.
It's time to haunt. Yeah, yeah, so I think that's my theory.
Okay, that's a bad theory, but okay.
It's rooted in science.
I just don't know where like the 2013 like whispering like, let me see your Twitter account. You know, like just it was just like I just haven't seen a video in 7 years now.
Yeah, of a modern ghost. I mean, that's interesting. I think it's the thing. I think it's what I said. But anyways.
Or like a millennial ghost that's just, you know, sneaks up behind you and just, climate change is real. And you're like, what was that?
A ghost that's trust falling on you.
What if a ghost is still an activist in the death, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, you got to be pretty passionate because it doesn't affect you as much. Would ghosts survive if the earth exploded?
Would we all then become ghosts? Are we space ghosts? You're saying that we're just souls lost to space?
Space ghosts.
Galaxy ghosts.
Galaxy ghosts. Okay.
Galaxy ghosts. First of all, galaxy ghost sounds like the type of person who would wear your shirt. Who's like a Twitch streamer, you know? That's what
I
imagine.
Hey guys, I'm Galaxy Ghost.
What's up, guys?
Back.
I'm Galaxy Ghost. I have a brand deal with Arvest Bank. Okay, Galaxy Ghost.
Arvest Bank. Oh my gosh. Okay. So
let's do the history.
Let's
then.
Go
What's
to the history.
History? Let's take me back, Tim.
Yeah. So prior to
put me in Tim's time machine.
Yeah. Let's go in Tim's time machine. So prior to the reservoir happening, or the lake or the pool, whatever you want to call it, there's a town in the bottom of the lake, but it wasn't a lake yet, called Oscarville.
Okay.
And Oscarville was a place in 1912. Where there was a pretty serious racial conflict that began from the belief that a local woman was kidnapped and killed by a local black man. And they, the town, I mean, as was unfortunately pretty common, hung this man. And then they actually hung a few others because they somehow associated them with it. And this led
just
to
for good measure.
Yeah, this led to the establishment of what they called the Night Riders, which was a local group that just burned down the homes and the businesses of other black people in the community, eventually driving out 1,100 people from the town, people of color from the town, through burning their houses down, harassing them and lynching people. Very, very terrible moment in history.
Yeah.
And this really wasn't the first instance of displacement either, because like I said earlier, this was once a large Cherokee settlement. Not long before the Oscarville incident, the Cherokees were the ones who inhabited this area, and they were pushed out by the United States government and forced into Oklahoma into what would become their reservation. So there's two large incidents of just very terrible behavior from the people who attempted to claim this land as their own. These are the same people who in the 1950s were then moved out and flooded. And so there are some people who kind of argue of almost like the karma of the situation.
Interesting. Okay.
They drove all these people out. And within
the reason I asked earlier about like which who was because I knew that the city whatever town was at the bottom I knew that story about it but I thought it was a predominantly black town whenever they flooded it
by the time they flooded it they had already forced the majority of the black residents out of the town. And so it was a predominantly white town at that point. But the irony of the situation is that only a couple generations before they pushed the Cherokees out. And the people who had pushed all the black people out of that community had were still living in that community when they flooded it out by the government. So there is sort of that really three groups of people that were forced out of this region for one reason or another. And then the graves all got dug up. So there's a pretty strong basis for a haunting if you believe in that sort of thing.
A lot of bitterness.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of just like, honestly, just I call it what it is, evil attitudes and evil actions in the history of this region. And now people who are out partying on this lake end up dying and a higher number than you would think is normal.
So interesting theory as far as biblically, right? Talking about principalities and spiritual authorities in certain areas. I don't know. I'm just hearing interesting kind of ideas of a lot of the major U.S. shootings have taken place in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Columbine and then the Aurora, Colorado thing. So coincidence, maybe, but is there a spiritual something happening there? Same with this region. Is there a spiritual something happening as far as taking that land?
Yeah, I mean, to talk about it biblically, there is actually, I mean, there's not a lot in the Bible to talk about that, but it is really interesting because there is the Deuteronomy account of the Tower of Babel. After the people built that tower, God turns to his heavenly council.
Tim has a Bible degree for everyone listening, by the way.
Yeah.
I got to give you authority here.
I just randomly just started saying all this. He turns to his heavenly council, which is like his divine throne room of angels. And he's like, hey, if we let them continue to do what they're doing, there's no telling what they're going to do. So he confuses language, spreads humanity across the world, and establishes all these other nations. But something interesting happens in the Deuteronomy account that doesn't happen in the Genesis account, where basically God's like, I need to take a break from these people for a little bit. And he like literally, and he establishes his other angels' dominion over geographical locations all over the world.
Yeah.
To be kind of placeholders of him. And it's like, hey, you help guide the people in that place in my absence until I get back. And as the story plays out, what actually ends up happening is the majority of those angels that he left got kind of drunk with that power and wanted to become gods themselves and kind of force these people into worship of them. And so when you see in the New Testament, when Paul talks about the principalities of darkness or the Prince of Persia, he's talking to, or he's referring to theoretically these quote unquote deities that God put in dominion over those regions.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is, 'cause
I was always raised taught of like, there's one God and that meaning that this is it. Yeah. But the Bible talks as if there are multiple spiritual entities and there's one creator God.
In modern Christianity, we refer to all the other lesser deities as angels and demons and things like that. But the Bible doesn't use like a distinction.
Yeah.
It does say that the Christian God is the greater God above all of them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't act like there aren't other gods. Yeah. So,
could that, all that to say, I'm saying that, as far as regional,
with that worldview,
some people call it ghosts.
Yeah. With that worldview, it's entirely possible that there are, specific deities that have a regional power that are doing the same sorts of things over and over again. And if you look at this area, it looks kind of like that. I mean, the Cherokees got pushed out. People of color got pushed out. The white people got pushed out. And now a bunch of people are dying at this lake. And it's just something just keeps happening. And it's like almost a cyclical thing in this area. And there's always someone different that's kind of perpetuating that evil. But now a lot of people think it's haunted.
Ghosts.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe it is.
You know, some people were like, that's some ghosty stuff over there.
This is a pretty ghosty lake. It's a pretty ghosty lake. But yeah, and so like you said, there are people who have survived the drownings who will say, I got pulled under. I felt myself get grabbed and pulled under, which I mean, a fish could do that, I guess.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with too many advertisements during the Tillin podcast? Have we got good news for you? Our patrons enjoy ad-free experience, and they get early access to content, behind-the-scenes stuff, exclusive merchandise, and access to a private Discord channel where we all are in it, our producers and the hosts. So if you'd like to be a patron today and solve that problem, why don't you text Tillin to 66866?
Some fish have hands.
No, I don't like. See, here's the thing. I love lake life. I like being on the lake. I like being on a boat. All that stuff. Yeah. I don't like the ocean at all. Not a big fan at all. Because I don't know what's in it.
I like the ocean better.
Oh, I hate it. Why, dude? I hate it. Like, I like the beach is fine, right? I like being on the beach. I like being near the beach. Going in the water.
Mm-mm. Really?
I hate it. I hate it.
Ocean life is safer. The fish in the ocean, they're not as sketchy, and you can see.
Yeah,
but like
safer. The fish, what are you talking about?
They're safer.
Have you seen the things in the ocean?
Freshwater fish, bro. They will rip you to shreds. No questions asked. No reason. Most ocean predators, they don't have a taste for human. They don't want to eat human, so they won't. But
sure.
But the freshwater, those things, they'll just rip anything up. They're just like, let me just bite the heck out of that.
I enjoy They're going sketchy. To the lake.
You shouldn't.
What I'm saying.
It's sketchier.
Well, let me finish my sentence, Timothy. I don't enjoy swimming in the lake.
Yeah.
It makes, I don't enjoy swimming in water that I like pools. Because you can see straight to the bottom.
Well, I mean, that's my thing is Lake Lanier is a pool. I mean, it's the same thing. Some dude just said, hey, we're going to fill this with water.
Yeah, but it's haunted.
It's a haunted
pool. And you can't see the
bottom. Welcome to my haunted pool.
Welcome to my haunted pool.
That's what my neighbor used to do every Halloween.
It was a haunted pool.
He would just push kids in the pool.
Yeah. Like, ah,
it's a haunted pool.
It's a haunted pool. Yeah, I drowned three kids in the neighborhood. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Not in the same Halloween. It was over a span of like 12 years.
Yeah, but I mean, for kids, you know.
I know. And we were like, if it ever gets to 5, we'll say something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he went to prison every time, but he got out on good behavior. For some reason, we let him keep the pool.
It's an inflatable pool. He took it with him.
He had it in his cell.
He had a small
inflatable
pool. Well, he's in there for a while. You know, he's got time. He's works. It takes like a week to get into it, you know? Just. No, I like this better than the lake because I can see the bottom of it. Careful, though. It's haunted.
Oh, my gosh.
He's always putting sunscreen on his cheeks like a lifeguard, but in jail he doesn't have it, so he's just taking the mayonnaise from his lunch and just putting it on his cheek or on his nose like a lifeguard, you know, like the little white nose thing they got going on.
It's just mayonnaise.
It's like, Daniel, is that mayonnaise on your nose? Ooh.
He just responds to everything like
it goes, ooh. People are like, yeah, no, this makes sense that you're here.
Yeah, you.
They don't even ask what he's in for.
Yeah,
like, what are you in for? I'm pretty sure we got it.
Yeah, we know. We don't need any more info.
Yeah. I bet you used that pool.
Yeah, so in 2009, Minnesota sued the lake.
What? That was a strong pivot. The state of Minnesota. The United States state of Minnesota.
Yes. No. Yes.
sued Lake Lanier?
Yeah. No. Okay. So the way I said that was a little misleading. A federal judge from Minnesota.
Oh, my God. Okay.
who was chosen because they were a neutral arbiter, but they ruled that Lake Lanier should not be a water supply for Metro Atlanta anymore. Probably because of all the bodies.
I was going to say, because it's 95% water and 5% human, so that's not great.
Like, what's 1% power, 20%.
Yeah, it's actually, it's no longer H2O. It is H2O H-a-lot.
H2O. What's the H? What's the last H-a-lot?
Human. Hydrogen to oxygen. Humans, like 600.
Yeah, there's 600 humans down there. And we don't know where they are. But yeah, so, and it's not just boat accidents. It's not just drownings. There's a highway that passes right along the shoreline. They built a new one that cars just fly off of all the time.
Oh, jeez.
And there's reports of a ghost that walks the highway.
Obviously.
I mean, there's reports of ghosts in the water, along the water. Obviously, there's all kinds of ghosts that are reported along here. But apparently, it's...
You ever seen a ghost?
I've never seen a ghost.
Oh, that sounds like there's a story. Okay. All right.
Do you want to hear
it? Yeah, you're singing like you want to hear it. I don't want to, but go ahead.
You remember my buddy Pat?
You think his house is haunted, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Confident his house is haunted. Yeah.
Is it because you got lost in his basement once?
Yeah, I couldn't find my way out. Every time I opened a door, it was a different room in the house.
This place is haunted. Nope, you're just dumb.
No, it's just a big basement.
Okay. So why do you think his house is haunted?
It started in middle school. We were just like hanging out in his house, and he had like this workshop in his basement. It was like an unfinished room that was like a woodworking room. Nobody used it, but they had it.
That's what rich people do.
Yeah. And occasionally we would just hear weird sounds coming from there. And being middle schoolers, you're like, oh, it's haunted. What is the boo? You know, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until high school when like those ghosts hunting shows got really popular. Remember for a minute there where everyone was like,
"What's the guy's name? Zach something?
Galifianakis."
Yep, Zach Galifianakis' ghost hunting show. He's just down there like, "Yeah, so how long have you decided to be a ghost?"
He's between two Fernies and ghosts.
Did people, you know, how's it feel to get more attention now than when you were alive? These guys are roasting ghosts.
Yeah, that's so that whole season of life when everybody was so hyped on ghosts.
People had like legitimate crushes, celebrity crushes on the ghost hunters.
On ghost hunters, yeah.
And he would just be in like, it's always the green videos.
Yeah,
like you know, night vision stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, we did that. So we we in high school, we got a group of us together because we had just kind of had this mythology we built about his house being haunted. And we went down into, we called
was the it your
room.
Military
it
team?
Workshop. Yes, it was. And so we set up.
This is high school, by the way. This is not middle school. This is not 12 years old. This is high schoolers. And Tim is just like, I don't understand why that girl wouldn't date me.
Yeah, I was busy ghost hunting. Okay, so we set up some night vision cameras.
And the ghost was busy ghost haunting.
And so we set up some cameras in that room, and we did the whole ghost hunting thing. But we got freaked out, and so we just left the cameras and we left. And we went back and we tried to watch it, and there was like some things
and you got
that,
freaked out.
There were some things that were a little sketchy, but there was nothing where it was like, oh, this is inconclusive proof. But there was two other occasions where really interesting things happened because after that we were spooked. And so we hung a cross on the wall in that room.
Okay.
And
to ward out a vampire or what?
Yeah, we thought there might be a vampire here. Hang the cross up. And we hung a cross on the wall in that room. And then every time Patrick would go through that room, or any of us would go through that room for that matter, the cross would be on the floor. And so we would hang it back up on the wall. And every time it would end up back on the floor.
Yeah.
Until eventually... there was a moment where it ended up back on the floor and it was broken. Like it broke into a bunch of pieces. We duct taped it back together like high schoolers in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And we duct taped it back together. We hung it on the wall and I didn't see this. So I didn't see this. But Patrick said the next time he saw it, it was hanging upside down on the wall.
Shut up.
And so we were like, bro, your dad's messing with us.
Yeah. 100%. Dude, if I ever find out my kids are ghost hunting, I am going to ruin them. I'm going to ruin them.
And then there was one other occasion.
There's another one?
Where we were taking a picture in his house. Ooh, and it was like totally something. Yeah. And there was another like weird like orb. Shadow figure in the background.
An orb?
No, it was like a shadow like of like a head, like a shape, human head shape. Oh my God, shut up. So I never saw a ghost, but I think there was some
weird.
You
saw his dad with a hoodie over his head.
Standing in the
I'm telling
with
you,
the lights off.
I'm telling you, we can't live that far apart because there's going to be times where like I'm going to text you in the middle of the night and be like, listen. My kids are being idiots.
Yeah.
Can you sneak over in the backyard?
Can you come ghost them?
Let's ghost my kids. Can you ghost them? Can we ghost my kids?
Climb in the like attic and like yell their name to the attic.
what movie was, I was watching a scary movie and my dad went outside and like tapped on the window.
Oh gosh, that's so creepy.
He thinks he's hilarious. They woke me up one Halloween with a chainsaw. Did I tell you about that? Uh-uh. Yeah, one Halloween, my dad walks into my bedroom, full out chainsaw. Terrible. Yep, that's what it sounded like. So anyway.
There's
ghosty things happening at the lake.
There's a lot of deaths happening at the lake. Obviously the bodies have been relocated and there's more bodies floating around in the water that we don't know about. There's pretty good reason to believe that if ghosts are haunting people, they would have a motive, because they're pretty mad about the history there. But
we can't book them unless there's a motive.
Yeah, we can't. We got to find them.
That's what ghost hunters told us. Yeah, I messaged and I was like, hey, there's a ghost in my apartment. And they're like, well, do we have a clear motive?
Yeah, we need a motive. They got to get a warrant.
We got to get a ghost warrant from the judge in Minnesota.
Ghost warrant sounds like a bad sci-fi movie.
Ghost warrant. Bro. That's the second movie of Tall Film Productions.
Tall Film Productions. Ghost warrant.
Ghost warrant. Dude, that sounds super cool though. Like I can picture the logo right now. Yeah. That's freaking cool.
It's pretty tight. Anyways, that's Lake Lanier. It's a freaking weird pool, man. It's a freaking weird pool.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, they actually have they didn't intend for it to be like this tourism spot, you know?
But they have a ghost horse?
Yeah. Well, no, they don't do anything like that. But they do have you know those river boat cruises?
Yeah.
But it's not for people to ride on. It's for the ghosts.
Oh my God. It's just an empty boat out there.
It's just an empty boat that just, they don't even have someone driving it, but it drives, you know? Like they don't, they pushed it out. And here's what's crazy.
They just pushed it out. They were like,
pushed it out. They're like
a Viking memorial.
Yeah, they just let it float off to the lake. Here's the crazy thing. It just drives around the lake to this day from shore to shore, just playing some fiddle music.
There it is.
Things I Learned Last Night is a production of Space Tim Media, produced by Christian Taylor, audio by Alex Garnett, video by Connor Betts, our graphics and our logo by Caleb Goldberg, and our social media is run by Caleb Walker. Our hosts are Jaren Myers and Tim Stone. Follow us on your favorite social media platform at Tillin Podcast. It's TILLN Podcast. Remember to tell all your friends about us, and we'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of Things I Learned Last Night.